Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What makes a great grad party? We've had fun a few times, and the response has been excellent from all of you in CCO land. Does anybody still say CCO land?
You just did.
I just did. Is it fairly presumptuous of us just to say it's CCO land?
No. Not at all.
We could say CCO nation.
Hey, if the Twins could go with Twins territory.
Twins territory.
Gopher nation and yep. All. I mean, come on. It could be CCO land,
CCO
too.
Land. What makes a great grad party? Major Garrett on Don versus Elon.
Whew.
We're getting right to Major on time, and there's many other items to discuss. I don't think we're going to discuss anything but that. If you do want to add throughout the show, who will resolve the issue between the two big lugs? Come on. Right and wrong answers only. Who will bring it back together for Don and Elon? Because right now it is, when Don is the measured one.
No kidding. And when you pull out Epstein files.
Yeah.
Wow.
For sure. How about calling for impeachment?
There's that too.
You know, Don just going, well, I'll pull billions of dollars of contracts with SpaceX. And Tesla, that's rather powerful also.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be a part of the conversation throughout. Who will bring the two together? Who will solve it? Maybe it'll never get solved.
Might not.
Don's dismissing him today. Don was answering everyone's phone call. John Carl, Dana Bash, Ari, our guy Ari. I mean, everybody was calling him. Seems like you could have got that number, Dave. Could have scheduled him on the show.
I'll work on it for next week.
We'll take him next week. So Major Shaletta, City Council member Jason Chavez, when he's using the term city leaders gaslighting, he's saying city leaders lie, right? So we'll play that for Mr. Chavez. And then we'll maybe get some audio from either Brian O'Hara, Jacob Fry, early in the week when they were pushing back against city council members and saying, I don't know why they're leaping to this conclusion. They pushed back strongly saying this was not an immigration raid, although there was ICE a part of the raid, of the show of force, however you want to say it, and the Am I Wrong committee at 2:35. Okay, this is, I'm going to declare, week one of the grad party season.
You're opening the season right
I'm
now.
I'm opening it up right now. I have that power to open it and shut it. That's the power I have.
Mm.
What makes an ideal grad party. Let's jump into the number one issue for me. What do you think the number one issue for me is?
Food.
That's it. That is, now, it's. I did not say if you're hosting a grad party. That's different.
Okay.
Because then the most important thing is, does your child have fun? Right? Wouldn't that be?
And get a lot of cards filled with cash.
And cash, yeah. And are we financially better off this party?
Yeah.
Who knows how much money we spent, but we better come out on the net positive.
Yes, absolutely. But as a visitor, as a consumer
yeah,
of a grad party.
I'm consuming a grad party, what is, Dave Harrigan, what would you say is the most common food item at a grad party in Minnesota?
Pulled pork is very popular, as we all know.
Yep.
Sammy's sandwiches, whether it be subs or just kind of, you know, make your own cold cuts kind of thing. I think that's still something people do. Although I will say I believe many have gone away from that. Maybe perhaps societal pressure to go away from the cold cuts. And
there's a lot of pushback on cold cuts, yeah, that they're not good for you. And also, you're right, societal pressure.
Yeah, you got to up your game. You got to
compete.
Where
you walk in and you're like, really?
Yeah, really? Oh,
that's what
ham
I got.
Ham and bad cheese. That's
I got bologna great. And American cheese here.
And you got Miracle Whip, not even mayo.
Come on. I mean, come on. How about the food truck game?
I like the food truck game.
The food
truck. Not cheap. Not cheap.
It's not cheap. I get the impression that in 2025, food truck mania compared to about seven, eight years ago, it's slowed down.
It has.
Don't you think?
It has. The only issue I have with food trucks at the grad party is if you get a line, it could take a little while. Mm. It could take a good, you know, 15 minutes to get your food.
Look at this. I must not have tightened the water up enough.
You got a hole in your lip?
Better. Well, there's still a little leaking back here. What's happening?
I can see the leaking all the way down your shirt.
Yeah, I know. Thank God it's just vodka. You know, pulled pork, you can never go wrong.
It's true. It's a very safe, but also very acceptable option.
And there is a variation. There is a variance of how good it is, obviously.
Yes, and don't go nuts with the barbecue sauce. In fact, don't put the barbecue sauce and mix it on. Let me do it myself if I want the barbecue sauce.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I do not want it standard mixed in there. Do we want some onions?
Sure.
Yep.
Yeah, onions are fine.
Do you want cheese?
I wouldn't.
I wouldn't either. What kind of bun are we talking about for the pulled pork?
You don't need to go extravagant, but if you want to add a little panache to your bun selection, a little brioche, I don't know.
Brioche.
If you want to go with the...
How about a pretzel bun?
Pretzel bun's okay. You could go sweet, go with Hawaiian rolls.
Listen, you can never go wrong with a Hawaiian roll.
It's true.
I think you could pour botulism on the Hawaiian roll.
I'd have to.
Be so tempting.
Yeah.
You just would say, okay, I'm going to get really, really sick, but there's butter on there.
Yeah.
And it was barely in, it's got to be barely in the toaster. The Hawaiian roll cooks just boom, 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 like
The sugar caramelizes. Bam.
It's similar to Adam Carter in bed. Boom, 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 right? So just really quick. Really quick. How about pizza? What do we say on a pizza at the grad party?
I can't think of a grad party I've been to with pizza.
What? Never?
I'm sure it's happened, but I don't think it's a very common thing.
I don't know how common it is, but it's out there.
I'm sure it is. I'm sure. Yeah, yeah, it's been done. How do you feel about getting the grill going? Dogs, brats, burgers?
I'm all for it, as long as there's no ketchup anywhere near any of the food. Because right away, if you go to a grad party and they're putting ketchup on any of the items, I want you to walk up, look at the individual who's graduating, hold up your card, and tear it to pieces in front of them. And said, do better.
Mm.
Which is one of the more pompous things you could ever say.
I don't think you need to tear it up, but I think you hold the card, You unwrap the envelope by yourself.
Yep.
You open the card. You take whatever check or cash that you put in there. You let them see that you are putting that cash back in your pocket.
Yeah, that's
and then
good.
You shove the card right in their chest.
Oh, that's going to say
I'm out.
I thought you were going to say shove them into the grill. That
nope.
seems a bit.
Nope.
Bit.
Take your card. I'm keeping the money.
All right. There are many more items than just the food. How many people? What are we drinking? Do we have some music?
Activities.
What activities? Do we got a bounce house? I mean, if it's a grad party.
That's it. That's a big one
you
right
could
there.
Have, by the way, 18, 19, 59, 60. A lot of people can like a bounce house. If the older folks are participating, you might want to have multiple ambulances already stationed there, and the EMTs get to eat.
That's right.
You just feed the EMTs right away. What makes an ideal grad party? What do you have for us? And also, all throughout the show, right and wrong answers. Who will bring Don and Elon back together? Maybe it's Peaches and Herb. Are they both with us, Peaches and Herb?
It's a good question.
Reunited and it feels so good. Yeah, maybe it's just Peaches. Maybe they had a falling out. I don't know.
What do we got against Herb?
Yeah, no. I've had plenty of Herb in my life. I got to tell you. Not as much now, but Herb was a good friend of mine for a number of years. Are they both with us?
I believe Herb is still with, but Herb. It looks like Peaches left us 20 years ago in August of 2005.
Sorry. You can't, if Herb wants to find a new Peaches, you can't do that, can you?
No.
No.
No. Once you lose the original Peaches.
No, you can't have fake Peaches.
That's it. Well, you can't have fake Peaches.
You can't.
Pretty expensive.
By the way, where do you stand on a fake Peach? 651-461-9226.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This was an automatic, right?
Couldn't have been easier today. It's the breakup that's really shaking up the world.
Yeah. What is the most famous breakup?
Oh,
ever.
Jeepers. Most famous ever?
Most famous breakup
ever. Didn't cough once till I walked in the building.
That's a really good question. I have no idea.
Tell me.
Princess Di and Charles?
Adam and Eve?
Well, didn't break up.
That's not what I've heard.
What have you heard?
I've got some insiders.
You know people?
I know people.
I don't think they broke up. I think they had a little tiff once, the whole Apple situation.
The Apple thing,
but they still left the garden together.
Yeah. The Apple. I don't think Eve was ever able to get over the Apple.
Was that a pun saying Abel?
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Mm-hmm. Worked him in.
Mm-hmm. That was nice.
Most famous breakup ever. So I'm suggesting a group you detest in which they never, ever would have been formed and actually wish that members of the band never would have been born, the Beatles.
Hmm. Well, that's certainly a big one. I was thinking more relationship, romantic relationships. But yeah, if we're talking a group together, that's certainly in the mix.
Sonny and Cher.
I don't think that quite does it for me.
Ross and Rachel.
Now the show's terrible. Who cares?
Yeah, exactly. One of the worst shows ever.
I think you could just say the worst ever.
OJ and Nicole.
How big was the actual breakup? Obviously, the murder was huge, but
most of us had no idea, right? OJ and his sanity.
There's a big one.
Got a lot of topics going here.
A lot happening.
How many people does Dave Harrigan want at an ideal grad party?
Well, the nice thing about the grad party is it's the in and out. It's the open house thing.
Yeah,
it's you come when you're able.
When you're there, okay, you're right, in and out. While you're at the place, how many people do you want there?
If I'm going to the party, I think around 40 to 50 is a good number.
40 to 50?
Yeah, you're filling up the tables, but it's not overflowing. There's still a good spot to sit. If I'm talking the ideal party, food is obviously very important. There's a lot of different ways you can go.
Yep.
You got to have good weather. That certainly helps. One likes an indoor grad party.
Okay, so I was just going to ask you, you're down on an indoor grad party.
No, I'd like to have it outside. This is a beautiful time of year to be outside, so let's get
backyard
the good weather.
Of parents, one of the parents, or is this some sort of special la-di-da setting?
Well, and if you don't have, you live in an apartment or you just have a very small yard, if you bring it to a park or something like that, that's perfectly acceptable.
That works. I saw just the other day.
Yeah.
Right at the park. Looked like it was like a preschool grad party.
Good
like
for
one
them.
Of the things you participated
that's
in this
tremendous.
Year, and you should be embarrassed by.
I love it. I love every little bit.
You don't mean a word of that.
Very important.
It's going to get back to your family.
Activities. You got to have some activities for the kids, certainly, but you know what, for the adults. You know, get the bean bags out there, something like that. A little yard games. That's a nice touch if you're able to do that. How do you feel? And when my kids graduate, I am fully in favor of this. I have to convince my wife that this is the way to go.
Swinging at the grad party?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You put the keys over here and okay.
Let's see who drops.
That'd be interesting.
See who else drops the key in. We'll talk later. How do you feel about the breakfast grad party or brunch grad party?
Well, Adam just told me that Jordana's child, their grad party is right, or the graduation is right now.
Yes.
That's because everybody's so hypnotized by Mariucci, they have to go to Mariucci.
Yeah, the party was Wednesday, I think they did it, midweek.
Yeah.
Good for the kids, I guess.
I mean, Mariucci has a monopoly. Keith Ellison has to investigate the monopoly that Mariucci has over the metro area.
Please. 3M Arena at Mariucci.
Excuse me. The Herbie. That's what we should call it. We should call it the Herbie.
That would work.
Right?
It would work very well.
Right? He is Gopher hockey.
Mm-hmm.
At the Herbie. That I don't mind that. I'm a big brunch guy. I love the brunch.
And as somebody who would be throwing a party, I think it's a great way to go. It's easy. I think it's probably a little cheaper. Well, except when eggs are $18 a carton.
Well, no, they're free now. They basically, you go to a grocery store, and even if you don't want eggs, they give you like dozens of free dozens of eggs.
You don't have to invest in as much booze unless you're really going hard on the mimosas and screwdrivers.
Yeah.
I think people would stay shorter. They're not going to hang out and linger quite as long. Because
you don't want lingering?
No, I don't want lingering. Eat.
What if they're the life of the party?
Look at a couple photos and get out.
Yeah.
I want to have the rest of my day.
You got to have photos.
Got to have the photos.
Got to have the photos up, right? Okay. I've done this almost every year the last 20 years. We still might. It's a high school grad party. Booze, yes or no?
Yes.
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 And you're saying two adults, you're allowed to do this, and you're putting it in a place where the kids are not going to sneak.
Yeah, I think you just have a relative, somebody responsible, kind of just hanging out there and watching.
That's fine.
Yeah,
I agree with that.
Yeah, you can have a cooler of beer.
It's
we don't need
the
whole bar.
Okay. 1983, not one but two kegs at my grad party. And it was fairly standard.
Did you go through them?
We had a big bash. Big bash, Golden Valley. Police officers showed up, ended up hanging out with my father about 30
minutes. Of course they did.
Meanwhile, I was in the nearby woods up to hijinks. But I was watching it.
That's pretty good.
I was watching it. Had a couple hundred there. I think it might have been I think my father was making food for this thing.
No.
It was like a it was like a hot dog burger. Baked beans. Baked beans, are they required?
They're not required, but a nice touch, especially if we can get the homemade baked beans with the extra stuff. Don't give me Bush's, Van Camp's, whatever. Okay. Give me some real.
How about some
beans.
Music? Do we like some music?
Sure, you can,
in the background.
It's very easy now. You can just bring out the Alexa speaker, play this, and you're good to go for a few hours.
Nobody really has a band at a grad party, do they?
I had buddies that were in a band.
And so did they play?
In high school, and they held a little concert in the garage.
All right, let's get to many answers, because we have to get to Major. Roger Waters, Pink Floyd, Tony and Carmelo Soprano. Brad and Jennifer or Brad and Angelina? A lot of people, including Carter, Princess Di, and Chuck. Bill and Melinda Gates. Yeah, that's some implications right there. Okay. we had three high school grad parties in 5 years, used the same menu for all the parties. Brats, side salads, and 1919.
Oh.
Root beer floats.
Okay, I like that.
The best root beer, 1919. Putin will bring them together. Melania will bring them together. Vince McMahon will bring them together. This texter. Attractive single moms, grandmas, great-grandmas. I'm not picky. My son wanted a waffle bar. I borrowed about a half dozen waffle makers and had toppings like whipped cream, fresh fruit, chocolate chips, etc.
I had neighbors that did a waffle food truck a few years ago.
We're in Minnesota. You can't leave out the cold pasta, salad, or casseroles. Leave out the casserole. Ugh. Coke, baby. Really? We're going cocaine right there at the party.
Why not?
Let's see. We raise Angus beef, plan to do meatballs and burgers. Meatballs at a grad party is kind of fun. My son-in-law has a brick oven and makes pieces himself. It's always so delicious. Not having a grad party makes it ideal. Strippers. Now, is strippers tied to Don and Elon, or is that tied to an ideal grad party?
Both.
Could be. Major in moments. Aquarius, guess what? You better have some water at the grad party. And at your grad party, do you know the quality of your water? Where you're living, Aquarius will come out and test that water today again. Like I always do, I find my Connecticut drinking water system. Shockingly, Dave, it's in the same spot.
It's a good spot.
It's not elusive. It's not on the lamb. It's not on the run. And why are you on a lamb? And how tough is it to get on a lamb? I really don't know. But that drinking water system is right there, and it's fabulous. You are supposed to start the day with a glass of water, and I do, with that fabulous Connecticut drinking water system. Aquarius, around since the late 80s, is successful. Family-owned company. I have been a customer since 1993. By the way, if you reach out to AquariusHomeServices.com, you could save right now up to 25% on a Connecticut drinking water system. How about the water softener? How about basically everything in your utility room? They are a one-stop shop. And even when I'm moving, and I'm moving fairly soon, I made sure Aquarius was a part of the new house. I trust them 100%. Reach out right now. AquariusHomeServices.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
And the host of The Takeout, which is back Monday through Friday on this radio station. Sign up for the podcast. I get it every single day. Who has more to lose, Elon Musk or Donald Trump?
Good question. I don't know the answer because I don't know the duration or the direction of this feud. Clearly, the short and simple answer at the surface would be Elon Musk.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
As we discussed on The Takeout last night, 49 contracts with his various companies, with the federal government, with a potential value, if all of them are paid out, of $20
billion.
That's a lot.
$20 billion. You know what I call that? Major Garrett money. Right there. Right? Maybe only $19 billion, Dave, but that's right in the vicinity, which is
it major money. Major calls it couch money.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Shave off about six digits and we're in the proper ballpark. So on the surface, Elon Musk has got the most to lose. But as I also pointed out in the open of my show last night, there are other aspects of this that I don't think are getting adequate attention.
Okay.
Chiefly this. Through the Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, Elon Musk and his associates had access to almost all of the largest databases within the federal government. In some, they ran their artificial intelligence model, Grok, through the data. We don't know to what effect. We don't know what they learned. We don't know what they took out, if anything. But we know they had visibility into this world of government knowledge, how the government functions, what it does, what it doesn't do, how it pays its bills, how it collects its bills, rival contractors, how much they get paid when their contracts are up, all these sorts of things. If this relationship goes deeply, deeply south.
Pretty deep right now.
Right. But I mean, really, yeah. not just rhetoric, not just social media haymakers,
right.
But
yeah.
If Elon Musk turns against this administration, I mean, really turns.
Yeah. What does he have?
What does he have? What does he know? What could he do? I don't know the answers to those questions. I fundamentally don't. This is one of the things that has been asked about Doge and Musk with very few answers. And when they were on the same side, there was at least some theoretical, and I emphasize theoretical check on Musk, meaning Trump. If Trump said, don't do that, he wasn't going to do it. That's a theory. I don't know if it was true or not, but at least it was theoretically plausible. If this thing is a real break and there is no means by which Trump can tell Musk, don't do that, and he will follow that direction, I don't know where this goes. And I don't know who has more to lose. That's just all on functionality, visibility, access to data. Then there's this other wild card. Now, Musk muses about a lot of things on his platform X, many of which he never follows up on. Some are substantively so nutty as to not even be discussed.
The overwhelming majority he never follows up on, okay? And the overwhelming majority also nutty, too, okay?
Right, but he mused yesterday about a third party.
Yep.
Well, someone who is the world's richest man,
and
unlimited revenue, and 220 million social media followers. If he's serious about that, enormous if, that's also a wild card in American politics. So I don't know where this is going. I hedged last night, as I think everyone should. I have no idea if there's anything permanent in the Trump or Musk world when it comes to personal animosities. They're deeply transactional people, deeply egotistical people who have a kind of core respect for each other's transactional and egotistical natures. And so it's an even bet that they work this out or find some means by which to work it out. But it's not just a personality clash, from my view.
More of the flame throwing and the bottom of the barrel allegations have come from Elon so far.
So far.
Epstein, impeachment, retweeting numerous other tweets from the president, which goes counter to the big, beautiful bill. You hate when
I'm a liar.
You hate when
recession in the second half of this year.
Apparently, everyone who's ever been in the news department called Donald Trump today. It's like everybody but me has his number. Every channel I turn, I just talked to the president. I mean, it's everybody's got the guest phone. And I'm not going to say measured ideally because he did say he's got a problem. But he mainly was, I'm not talking to him. He so far is not taking the normal Donald Trump bait of, oh, wait, you think you went at me? Hold on a second. Wait for the nicknames and wait for my unrelenting response. You know, you've covered this man closely. You have a professional relationship with him. That is counter to who he has been his entire adult life. That is counter to what has allowed him to be the president twice. By the time we talk next Friday, is he still following this pattern?
I have no idea whatsoever. And I do have a pretty decent, I would say decent, not exceptional, but decent read on Trump. I don't know. The fact that he took so many calls today, look, lots of reporters call him. He doesn't always pick up the phone. Most times he doesn't.
Right.
But he picked up the phone today because he had to try to put this fire out. That he is trying to put the fire out by acting measured and talking about the focus on the presidency, et cetera, et cetera, tells me he knows that Elon is a potential problem.
Yep.
He's a potential problem on the social media platform. He is a potential problem in the cohesiveness of the MAGA coalition. And he's a potential problem with lawmakers who don't want to have to take and have to come up with an answer about a question of Elon Musk's criticism. He needs Elon Musk either to be inside the tent or quietly outside the tent until he gets this bill passed. So Trump not amplifying it today, although he referred in a conversation that was just flowed through my email chain with Brett Baer, that he's not going to talk to Elon and he's still gone crazy.
Yeah.
So there's still a little bit of that edginess.
It moved up a little bit.
But the president clearly is trying to douse this fire. And that tells me Elon has potential troublemaking powers.
Yep. And he does.
The president must pay heed to. And this just comes with the drama built in to a personality-driven presidency.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right on. Exactly. Let's pause on that note. I have more on this because I can't get enough of it. I cannot get enough of the President of the United States and the world's richest man going back and forth. Sign me up. Grab your popcorn. More with the best in the business. Major Garrett, the Takeout, on this station Monday through Friday, 10 o'clock. Also, get that podcast like I do. Major Garrett, of course, we're playing breakup music all day long. We have to. That has to be the bumper music theme today. Are you familiar with the cinematic classic, the Shakespearean movie known as Animal House? Right?
Yes, quite well. Quite well.
Do I have this right where there's one scene where there's an angel and a devil, angel and
yes,
a devil,
yes,
angel
yes.
and a devil? Well,
yes.
For Donald Trump, one of the devils on either his left or right arm right now is Steve Bannon. Steve Bannon, who has not trusted Elon, has criticized Elon, is basically saying, Donald, do whatever you want, any means available, and get Elon out of this country. Drug use, whatever it might be.
Mm-hmm. Immigration kind of, status.
Yep, yeah. What kind of power does Steve Bannon still have with Donald Trump, whether on this matter or just overall? Because, as you know, he was vital to Donald Trump winning the 2016 presidency.
Yeah, I mean, he has suggestive power, and he has a kind of resilient MAGA street cred because he went to federal prison for 4 months because he defied a subpoena for the January 6th committee. And that earns genuine street cred within the MAGA movement. His podcast and video cast, high penetration, the war room in the MAGA echo chamber. And he speaks to Trump with some frequency. He doesn't have clout, like decision-making clout, but he can suggest things. The one thing that probably impairs that in this conversation is he's been not only doubting, but a critic of Musk from the get-go, as soon as the president won the election. And Musk was moving into a position of prominence within the White House. Bannon has been saying, this guy is dangerous. This guy isn't really genuinely MAGA, and I'm going to call him out. So there's consistency there, but there's also a one-trick pony problem there
right.
that Trump might
yeah.
filter out.
You were talking money before. I looked this up mm-hmm. on the break again because I knew that the Tesla stock loss yesterday,
mm-hmm.
yesterday yep. alone, was $152 billion, a little over mm-hmm. 152. Tesla this year is down almost $400 billion.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, staggering doesn't do justice to that type of loss.
Right. Right. Now, the cars are still very good cars.
Yes.
And there's nothing about the quality of the cars, how you get them serviced, how you acquire them, how you charge them, that's changed. Nothing. That's why when I watch CNBC, and I do almost always right now, honestly. I don't watch regular cable. I watch CNBC because so much of the conversation about where we are factors through the calculus of the broader economic markets in America and globally. So I watch financial cable television. And the analysts are like, stick with Tesla for now because it's still a resilient company with a good product, core product. However, its sales are also down in Europe because he was so Trumpy.
Mm-hmm.
and that aggravated potential customers in Europe. Also, he was getting involved in German politics and other right-wing politics in Europe. That was also off-putting.
Yeah, some crazy retweets. Market,
for his very core market in Europe. So there are things that Elon has done to invite disdain from either existing consumers or future ones. And then all of his activities here in the country, and we've discussed this, vandalism isn't a response, coherent, legal or otherwise. It's just not a response.
Nope.
To Elon or Trump. But that's also contributed to a sense of brand devaluing. And his eye was off the ball. And the thing that Elon Musk and Tesla must deal with is not the future of electric vehicle subsidies in America. It is the production, quality, and price point of Chinese-made electric vehicles. Because they are on the rise rapidly. And they are gobbling up market share, and they are soon to arrive in America. The only reason they haven't gobbled up market share in America is because of the super high tariffs imposed, not by Trump, but by the Biden administration. That's effectively keeping them out. But they're getting market share everywhere else, and they're getting market share in all the other places that Tesla wants to be competitive. So Elon has got a lot of things to pay attention to, but his stock with Tesla has suffered the most in these last 6 months.
About 2 minutes left with Major Garrett. Major Garrett is invited to a grad party. You're going with your wife. You're talking about it. When you leave, what needs to take place for Major Garrett to feel like that was a fun, enjoyable time? That was an excellent grad party. What needs to be available to you while at said grad party?
Meaning this is a graduation party.
Mm-hmm.
Right, for either a high school or a college kid, right?
Yep, exactly.
Okay, so I was just at one.
Okay.
And for the people who drink alcohol, there were ample supplies. I no longer do, so they had plenty of sparkling water, which was great for me.
Yeah.
They had at their home a rather large kitchen island on which a very ample buffet was arrayed. That made it easy for everyone, and there was plenty of space indoor and outdoor, so people were not on top of one another. I am not a person who enjoys close quarters in a social event. I need space.
How much space do you need in the conversation? What are we talking about?
So I'm most comfortable when I cannot overhear someone else's conversation and they cannot overhear mine. So I need space.
Like a city block,
outdoor,
are you talking here?
Indoor space, yeah. Outdoor, indoor space, whatever. I just don't like the sense that not only are conversations spilling over one another, but if you make one turn, you're bumping into someone. That's too much for me. That's too close. I just can't hack that.
Okay, I have 30 seconds left.
I can hack it, but I don't stay long.
What do you do when you're involved in a conversation with a close talker? I mean, where somebody's really in your space talking very close.
I just cross-check them.
You normally have a hockey stick with you and the two-hand right there. I think that's how we should end the conversation, Dave, right there.
Good for me.
Yeah, it's good for me.
Yep, that's it. That's
all right.
My answer.
Thank you, member of the Philadelphia Flyers in the 1970s, Major Garrett, right here on Newstalk 830 WCCO.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.